Now this morning we're going to take a little break from our study in the Gospel of Matthew, and I want you to turn to several other places in the Bible. First of all, take your Bible and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy and chapter 6. And while you're turning to Deuteronomy chapter 6, let's pray. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to take a few minutes now and look into your word. And I pray, Father, that as we open the pages of your Bible, that you will speak to our hearts and help us to understand, help us to learn important lessons. Guide us into your truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to begin, well, let's take verse 4 and go right it through verse 7. Notice what it says here. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I have commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart. Now notice this. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So from the beginning, it has been important for dads to teach their children how important it is to love God and to love His Word. Now, turn to another passage with me over in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22. And notice verse 6 once you get there. Proverbs 22, verse 6. It says, train up. Everybody got it? Proverbs 22, 6. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The word to train means to teach a particular type of behavior through practice and instruction over a period of time. So again, as dads, we are given the great responsibility of training our children well, to help them get ready for life. Now, one more verse, this one over in the book of Ephesians and chapter 6. And once you get to Ephesians chapter 6, look at verse 4. It says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. To nurture means to encourage the growth and development of. As dads, we are to encourage the growth and development of our children in the Lord. And then it says we are to admonish them. To admonish means to earnestly warn of something to be avoided or to gently reprimand bad behavior. So in this case, our job as dads is to warn our children of things that could be detrimental to their walk with Christ and to encourage them to grow in their walk with Christ. And so as a dad, my job is to teach. Now, not long ago, someone asked me what I thought was the most important lesson I have ever taught my children. And without hesitation, I quoted the first seven words of hymn number 466. Open your hymn book for a moment. When they asked me what I thought was the most important thing I have ever taught my children, I immediately responded by saying, "What a friend we have in Jesus." That is, without any doubt, the most important thing I have ever taught my children. The fact that Jesus wants to be their friend. The fact that he wants to have a personal relationship with them. And if they will just put their faith and their trust in him as Savior and Lord, they will not only receive salvation, receive eternal life and forgiveness, but they will receive the best friend they could ever have. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 24, it says that if a man would have friends, he must show himself friendly. But then it says this, "And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." And that friend that sticks closer than a brother is Jesus. Oh, yes, he's to be our Savior. And yes, he is to be your Lord, and you're to serve him with all your might. But he also wants to be your friend. He tells us that himself in John chapter 15 and verse 15. Let me read this to you. He says, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." We are to serve him. There's no doubt about that. But he doesn't think of us as servants. He thinks of us as friends. And that is the most important thing I could ever teach my children. But the reason we can have that relationship with him is because of the next line in the song. "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear." It's only because Jesus went to the cross and shed his blood and died for our sins, bearing in his own body the punishment and the penalty for sin that we deserve. It's because of that we can have this relationship. When I talked a moment ago about having Jesus as your friend when you receive him as your Savior, that's what I'm talking about. You must believe that Jesus died on the cross for you so you could be forgiven. And you must believe that he rose again 3 days later so you could have eternal life and be a child of God and have a personal relationship with him. And you establish that relationship by calling out to him and asking him to save your soul, asking him to forgive your sins, to come into your heart, to be your Savior and Lord. In Romans 10:13, we read, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And there is nothing in this world that is more important than that. It is the single most important thing I have ever taught my children. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Amen. But that's not the only thing I am responsible to teach them. Once they came to know Jesus as Savior and Lord and friend, then it was my responsibility to teach them the next part of the verse. Because the next part is how you keep your relationship with him a close one. Notice what it says. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. It was my job as a dad to teach my children how important prayer really is. And to teach them what a privilege it is to be able to come into the very throne room of God and lay your requests at his feet. It was my thrill to be able to teach them that because the Lord is our friend, he wants us to come to him. And he wants us to cast all our cares and all our burdens upon him. Because if you don't, if you neglect prayer, then the next part of the verse comes into play. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. We carry so many burdens and so many weights that we were never meant to bear. And as a result, we experience defeat and despair and discouragement and depression when all we really need to do is bring those burdens to Jesus and let him bear the load and replace our burdens with peace and rest. Because that is exactly what he promises to do. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And that is an important, a vitally important truth for children to be taught. Because of what's out in the world that they will face one day. See, one of the other responsibilities that we have as a dad is to teach our children how to face the realities of life and how to deal with the realities of life. As believers, we cannot live with our head in the sand. Because not everything in life is light and happy. Now, there are plenty of experiences of joy. There's no doubt about that. But life's not always that way. It's not always butterflies and cotton candy and rainbow and roses, right? Sometimes life can be hard. Sometimes life can be harsh. Look at the next verse. Have we trials and temptations? Oh, yes, we do. In this wicked, sinful world, we constantly face trials and temptations. It's a reality of life. And look at the next part. Is there trouble anywhere? I wonder if there's anywhere where there isn't trouble. Just read the newspaper. Just watch the TV news. Trouble is a reality of life. But we don't have to let those trials and those temptations and those troubles defeat us and discourage us and destroy us. As a matter of fact, what does it say next? It says, we should never be discouraged. We should never be discouraged. Just say, well, wow, that's a tall order. But it's not. If you follow the advice of the next part, take it to the Lord in prayer. That's the key. We have a great, big, all-powerful, all-knowing God with whom nothing is impossible. There is nothing too hard for him to do. There is nothing too big for him to handle. And he says to us, one of my favorite verses, you hear me quote it all the time, Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This is something children need to learn, and it's something that as Christian dads, we need to instill in our children. And why do they need to know that? Look at the next line. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? The answer is no. You're not going to find a friend so faithful. You will never find a friend who is more faithful to you than Jesus. Never, ever. In Matthew 28:20, he says, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And in Hebrews 13:5, he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a friend. He will save your soul, and then he'll help you and strengthen you and uphold you. He'll meet your needs. He'll give you peace and joy in the midst of trouble. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. He'll protect you. Let me tell you, there ain't no friend like Jesus. And look at this. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He knows our every weakness. And so we're to take it. Take what? Take those sorrows and those weaknesses. Take it to the Lord in prayer. That's something every kid needs to know. And as dad, it was my job to teach them that. Now, look at the next verse here. Are we weak and heavy laden? You feel that way? Are you feeling weak and heavy laden, weighed down, loaded down by the cares of this world? It says, are you cumbered with a load of care? The word cumbered means weighed down and hindered. Are you feeling that way? What's the answer? The next words, precious Savior. That's the answer. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take those burdens to Jesus because he is your refuge. He is your hiding place. He is your fortress. In Psalm 46:1, we read, God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I know that somewhere down the line, there will come a time when my kids feel weak and heavy laden and cumbered. And that's why it was my job to teach them as they were growing up that Jesus is their refuge in the time of trouble. And that leads to the last thing we read here. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. And oh yes, There will come a time when they will have friends forsake them. Maybe even family members forsake them. I don't know what the future holds for my kid, but I know this. If and when that happens, the words of this hymn will become very important to them and very precious to them and very real to them. And it will be important that they remember these words: in his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. You'll find peace and hope and joy and rest and love and mercy and grace and strength in him. King David wrote these very interesting words in Psalm 27 and verse 10. He said, when my father and my mother forsake me. Now, we hope and pray, right, that that never happens to any kid. But the reality is, we do hear of it happening. But David said, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Why? Because there ain't no friend like Jesus. There ain't no friend like Jesus. And so the answer to what is the most important, or what are the most important things I have ever taught my children, is all summed up in the words of this hymn. And they are 100%, these truths are 100% based on the Bible, the very word of God. It has been my privilege and my honor to teach these truths to my children as they were growing up. It has been the best part of being their dad. Now, I know that other than Carly, Katie, Kirsty, Crystal, and Nate, I'm not the dad of anybody else. And since we are not of the faith where they refer to the pastor as father, I'm not the spiritual father of anybody in this room. But I can tell you this. As a Christian school administrator, these truths that I've taught my children are also the most important things I can teach to the kids in our school. And furthermore, as your pastor, these are the most important things I can teach you. What a friend you have in Jesus. And the question is, do you know him? Can you remember a time when you invited him to come into your heart to be your Savior and Lord? And if not, then why not today? Why not today? Call out to him in prayer and in your own words, ask him to forgive your sins and to give you eternal life and a home in heaven and to make you a child of God and be your Savior and your Lord and your most faithful friend. He is waiting for your response. Your friend Jesus, he is knocking at the door of your heart, and he's waiting for you to open that door and invite him in. I'm going to leave us with the words of Jesus. The words of Jesus himself from Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. And if you'll take that step of faith and invite Christ in, I guarantee you, you will immediately come to know the reality of that phrase, what a friend we have in Jesus.